Exactly what John F. Kennedy Jr. said that he's going to do on behalf of his father's assassination. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, we're all about winning. I'm really excited to be here. We were together 2 weeks ago and we were like, okay, holding our breath to see what was going to happen with the election. And so far, so good. We're just going to watch and yeah,
A nice effect.
I probably got too many cooks in the kitchen. All right, let's see if we can make this happen. Yeah, we got too many buttons to push. All right, so yeah, let's hopefully that we're not going to lose it anymore. So yeah, this is my website, you guys, for those of you who are new, freedomforce.live. So first I want to celebrate. This is so fun to watch. I want you to watch this, Nicholas, because this is Van Jones. Of course, 2 weeks ago he's saying, oh, we're gonna defeat these idiots. They don't know how to run a campaign, all of that. But look at what he's saying now. It's so great. Let's just enjoy the winning. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, Melissa,
Also, I've been
I can't
there.
see it on the screen.
Uh-oh. You're not seeing me? I
I
see
can see it
you.
now. I can see it. There was a slight delay, but I
Okay, all
can see
right,
your share
good.
screen
All
now.
right,
Yeah.
good deal. Good deal. Here's can you see Van?
I can.
Okay, check it out.
Why are we here? There's nothing. If you're a Democrat, all we can say is we hope that Susie decides that she's going to take a long vacation, that they hire some terrible people and make some mistakes to give us a chance. Right now, they have everything. They got the Supreme Court, they got the Electoral College, they got the House, they got the Senate, they got the popular vote, and we're just sitting here with the dunce cap on. This time last week, we thought we were the smartest people in the world. We thought Donald Trump was an idiot. We thought his campaign made no sense, and it turned out they were smarter than us. And we don't have anything to say to you. Now, I can sit here and pretend I know something. Here's what I know. Everybody I know is miserable. Everybody's on these Zoom calls. Nobody's got any good ideas. And it's going to take us a while to figure this out. I'm not good at coming here and faking and pretending like no, we got whooped.
Man, you gotta go to the spa. You need a massage and a cucumber water.
I agree. And a cookie.
That's right.
All right. All right. You're the Democrat.
That's so great. So I just want everybody to enjoy the winning. No matter what they pull, we're just going to enjoy the winning and we're going to watch and see what happens next. So yeah, the latest news is that their numbers are tanking. The numbers right now for the Democrat side is 35% believe the mainstream media. Now, and we really call it the corporate media or legacy media. But I bet it's even lower than that. Since this election, a lot of people I'm seeing online are saying we've been lied to, we were misinformed, we were misled, and we want to know what the truth is. So this is such a great time for us to really push the truth out. And just before I came on, and Nicholas and I were talking about this real quick, that it looks like Anderson Cooper just got canned from CNN.
So tell me, so for those who don't know, so you're saying that,
Yes.
Anderson Cooper got fired from CNN, correct?
Here's what was reported by the UK Mail, Daily Mail. DailyMail.com says CNN will axe top stars in layoffs that'll see hundreds fired as ratings continue to tank. How about that? That's pretty fun, pretty exciting. I'm telling you, we've been talking about CNN sucks for how long? And now it's
Too
like,
long.
yeah, exactly. I know. And they have lied to everybody until everybody realizes, okay, we literally, you see people on social media, on TikTok or whatever, and they're like, what if I misunderstood? I was led to believe everybody loved Kamala, blah, blah, blah. And the honest truth is, we were expecting 81 million votes to go to Kamala, like it did last time.
Absolutely. What was that executive order that Obama created to be
Right.
able to lie.
To
Can you
lie.
explain that
Oh
if you
gosh, don't get me on that because I don't remember exactly the name of it. But yeah, he put out an executive order saying that the media is free to lie to the American people, which is, completely outrageous. Yeah, we've always thought that the propaganda was something you'd see in, China or Russia. And now we realize it's all the government, the cabal, basically the cabal government over us. So yeah, no, I don't remember the name of it.
Absolutely.
If anybody remembers, I actually have my chat open. And so maybe I have such great people on my channel and maybe they know the name of it. Somebody put in the chat what is the name of that act, that law that I don't know, I think it's an executive order, like you said. But this is what Elon posted this morning. He was saying trust in the legacy media is rightfully at an all-time low and declining. It's going like a rock. just plummeting. So that's pretty exciting. Now, the things that are happening today is that Dan Scavino posted, actually this was last night, whatever, at 5 o'clock, but currently these are the ones who have been appointed and have accepted these positions. Susie Wiles as the Chief of Staff, Elise Stefanik for the UN Representative Ambassador, and Stephen Miller, he's also a Chief of Staff on Policy, and then Lee Zeldin for the EPA, and Tom Homan, of course, our wonderful Tom Homan, who is going to be the new border czar and kick out these people who are in here illegally. Now, the one out, you know, there's a lot of other scuttlebutt coming out. And, like, first of all, they said somebody had posted, maybe it was CNN, whoever it was, they had posted that Rubio was going to be the Secretary of State. You're like, are you kidding me? There's no way. We cannot have this rhino. You know, he's done a lot of good things lately, but he's connected to all these rhinos. He's definitely connected in with the Bushes and all that. And, you know, he's not, you know, what most of us would consider a Trumpite. Okay, so now that's, they're saying, no, that's just don't follow some of this news that's coming out. Wait till you hear from what President Trump says. If he puts out a press release, then you'll know that this is legit, because there's just a lot of fake news and people are just over it. They're sick of being lied to. So here's from Liberty Script. They said, and this is a really good thought, I think. They said they have not officially announced Rubio as Secretary of State. Maggie Haberman from the New York Times said she has anonymous sources, right? Typical. Anytime you see anonymous sources, you're like, okay, I don't buy any of this. She said they heard conversations about this. And what Liberty Script thinks, and I think this is probably true, is what we're seeing is the Trump team is weeding out the leakers. You know, and then everybody's going to realize, hey, these people, you can't trust these people. You can't trust New York Times. And that is why their credibility has just disappeared. All right. So let's jump in here and talk about, this is about Kash Patel. For those of you who might not be familiar, on the board years ago, on June 12th, 2018, we were told Kash Patel, name to remember. And this was way early on in this whole movement. And I'm like, who is this person? Well, now he's, you know, all over the place, right? He's on everywhere, you know, he's been on Bannon and, you know, all the alternative media. So, again, this is the New York Post, whatever. But I'm throwing this out there because General Flynn also highly recommends that Kash be appointed as the CIA director. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what happens. I'm not trying to say that he has been appointed, but that's what everyone hopes. That's what I hope. Anyway, Kash Patel, and then this post right here would make you think that he's going to get a key role in President Trump's campaign. In his administration. So it says Kash Patel emerges as top contender for the CIA director. Okay, so for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with him, he worked with Devin Nunes to dig down and find out what was the truth on the Russia hoax. And so, but they never let any of the truth that they came out with, that they discovered, come out. This is what they always do. They classify everything. Oh, we've got to, and that's state secrets of blah, 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 and you don't ever get to the bottom of it. So he knows so much. I think, Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, and so does President Trump, but Kash does too. He knows a lot of this truth. So I'm going to play that quick clip. Let me see if I can get it to the
beginning. Yeah, please do.
Declassification office, whatever you want to call it. Transparency, truth, whatever, I don't care. Sits in the White House, reports directly to you, and you take incoming from the United States of America. I want JFK. I want the 9/11 files. I want this. I want that. All the FBI, and this is a tool, this is something we didn't cover. What the deep state uses the most to cover up their corruption is an illegal application of the classification system. Remember the Lovebirds text from, this is a beauty, the Lovebirds text from FBI, DOJ land, Russiagate, Strzok and Page were texting each other. Who they were running the Russiagate investigation against Trump. They were the head of the counterintelligence unit at the FBI. And they're having an extramarital affair together. Can't make this stuff up. They're sending each other texts about how much they hate Trump and are going to create an insurance policy to stop Trump. Then we finally find those text messages. You know what the FBI and DOJ do for like a year? Redact them. to congressional investigators and congressional men and women running the oversight of their agency. That's just one example. But it gets even better. Here's the deep state full circle. Just last week, do you know what Strzok and Page received from the Department of Justice?
What?
A $1.5 million payout to settle a lawsuit that Strzok and Page brought for the improper disclosure of their personal text messages on FBI phones. And the DOJ just rewarded them. They broke the law. They broke the chain of command. They broke every regulation there is in the FBI. They weaponized the system of justice against a political target they hated. We found those text messages. And we got them declassified finally in full when I became Deputy Director of National Intelligence. And the world has now seen them and they can read them. And that's the best form of transparency. That's why I want this 24/7 declassification office. Don't have me regurgitate it to you. Read it. Get the documents, get the files, get the memos. But the deep state came full circle and gave these guys a payday for rigging a presidential election and breaking the law. So now you know what happens. That's step one. Step two, get America the truth. And that's what that office would be for.
Can you imagine, you guys, having someone like Kash Patel as the head of the director of the CIA? I mean, this would be absolutely amazing. Yeah, Strzok and Page had run this operation against a duly elected president, and not only were they not fired, they were actually given millions and millions of dollars because they said, "Oh, someone shared their private text messages, so they were literally rewarded." It's outrageous, absolutely outrageous. So that the day of the, you know, the good guys going down and the bad guys, being rewarded is over if he becomes the director of CIA.
So let me ask you this. You mentioned something about the Kash Patel as well as General Flynn and Trump know where the dead bodies are. Dead bodies of who?
Right. Well, and I think that term is used loosely. It's not necessarily about dead bodies. It's about, they know who's committed the crimes. And he was the deputy director of the DNI. Okay, usually someone in that position who gets to see all this classified information is a deep state person who's sworn to secrecy. But he and Flynn have all that, and Devin Nunes also, they all have this inside information. They know, I say really inside information, they have this, they've seen the classified documents. Everything they don't want people to find out, they just say, oh, it's classified. That's what they always do. They just classify it so that it can never see the light of day. That's what is the big problem with all of this, with the intelligence community. They just hide their crimes. Go ahead.
Would Kash Patel be responsible, or would it be on his watch if he wants to release the 9/11 files or the JFK files?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Right. And Trump has already said he's going to do that. Exactly. So he would not stop that. As I think it was Pompeo that stopped that before. President Trump wanted to release it, but he, but again, I am fully in the place where I believe that President Trump was not going to come out during the first term. That was not part of the plan.
Why do you think Mike Pompeo stopped that? I mean, we've heard, we've seen Mike Pompeo work with Trump, but we've also heard that Trump doesn't want to invites Mike Pompeo to his new administration.
Exactly.
But why do you think Mike Pompeo would not allow for those documents to come out? What is it exactly they're hiding to the public? Maybe there are some people involved who are alive today that would really incriminate their reputation. Right. What do you think about that?
Right, right. Well, and Pompeo is one of those that's very complicated. It's hard to
guys,
know.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Melissa, can you kill your share so that we can see you?
Okay. How about that?
We've just been on a cash freeze frame for a few minutes.
Okay.
That's great. That's great.
Okay.
If you want to take it back to the beginning of your response.
Okay. So it was freezing. Okay. All right. So, thanks. So yeah, Pompeo is one of those that's very complicated. We don't know if he's, good guy or bad guy. We've heard on the board Trust Kansas. He's who we think is Kansas. You're like, okay, is he a good guy or a bad guy? It's hard to say. But this whole this thing that President Trump just put out saying that he's not inviting them back to his administration makes you think that he's a bad guy. And he's the he was the director of the C-blank-A, of the CIA. And so right there, that tells you, you know, very rarely are you going to have someone rise into these positions of prominence and leadership and, you know, these powerful positions unless they are a bad guy, right? You know, Flynn is very rare that he raised to a position of a general. So and then when Pompeo did not want this truth to come out, then, and he told President Trump not to release it, that again makes you think, okay, he's not the good guy. There's several things about Pompeo that make me think he's a rhino. And he tried to run. He tried to run for president. Yeah,
so that's interesting. So when Trump said that credible people, Trump wanted to release the JFK files.
Right.
But Trump said there were, in a Joe Rogan interview, that there were a number of people that he respects who advised him not to release those files.
Right.
Are you saying that Mike Pompeo were one of those people?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think it was Pompeo who said, asked him not to release them. But he has also, since then, President Trump has said he will release them. And then Kash Patel was just saying in that post that I just played that he is going, they're going to release that. You know, it's time. Well, you know, we've waited.
Well, it's time. The people need to know that exactly what happened, because it's all speculation. So, the truth does need to come out.
Right. And so, you know, it's in one sense, it's been time since 1963, right? But it's in the think, when you think of the military operation that's been going on, it's time in that we, you know, I think of this whole operation as a big game of pixie sticks. You're probably too young to remember pixie sticks, but it's a lot of little sticks, like think of like skewers for a shish kebab, and you throw them all out and you have to pick one at a time, you know, and you can't touch, you know, you have to pick the one that's on top and to remove each one in the exact right order. And so that's what we've been doing for all this time. And so now it's time in this operation for that truth to come out. I think I sense it. The people are ready for truth.
And how far are we? How far do you think we are away from that truth coming out? Do you think it will be immediately after Trump is sworn in, or do you think it will be 6 months or a year down the line?
Well, okay. So remember we talked if you'll remember this, we talked about this last time when we got together, and I'll actually open this and show you guys this other video that we just did, you and I. We did one the other day. You know, I look at how this is biblical. I'm going to pull this one up right quick on the screen. I need to actually go back and share the screen, right? Let me see if I can figure out how to get back to that. I'll pull that up and share. Hopefully I won't lock up again. All right.
That's I can see it.
Okay, this video right here that says Timeline Biblical Stars Gesara Golden Age. Okay, this was dated 11-1. On this video, if you remember, I showed about the Christ star, which is Jupiter, Melchizedek. It is doing this zigzag loop in Taurus. And really, it's a heavenly clock. And so I really do believe, because Taurus represents the constellation that is Christ coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. Really, that's what Taurus represents. You think of a bull in a china shop, you do not want to get in the way of a bull, and you certainly don't want to get in the way of his horns, right? And so this the zigzag went to the horn. The first turn it did was actually on the day of Trump, the Feast of Trumpets. We talked about that on this video, the Feast of Trumpets, and then it turned, and right then is when President Trump's poll numbers started to skyrocket. Then its next turn is about 10 days after the election. And I think that there's going to be another big something at that point that would stand to reason that, you know, maybe 10 days after the election or somewhere around there is when they're going to be arrested. You know, it's hard to say. That's the only thing that I can really point to that gives you some kind of a timeline. Is that one right there?
Let's
so
see.
Yeah, check that.
So according to the astrology.
Yeah.
So are you when you say 10 days after the election, do you mean 10 days after the elections on November?
The inauguration. Sorry, did I say election?
The inauguration.
The inauguration.
You did, yeah. So say like the end of January then.
Yes, I think it's like okay. February 2nd is when it starts to do the turn. Now, what is going to happen between now and then? Because we've talked about this before also, that they might try to not allow him to be certified. I would not pull it. I would not put it past them to try to pull something like that. Now, everything looks like in the news and everywhere, and President Trump is saying he wants to pay off the DNC debt, and he's holding out all these olive branches and all that, and it looks like everything's going to go just fine. I just can't imagine them saying, okay, well, you're inaugurated, so go ahead and arrest us. I mean, that just, you know, a lot of people are leaving the country. They're very scared about President Trump taking office. So, you know, we'll see what happens if they do try to pull that. If they try to say we're not certifying this election, that could trigger that could trigger the arrests.
Because they've been very quiet. So
right.
They've been very quiet. They just handed it to him. It's
yes.
Just, I don't, you know, they should be, you know, you wouldn't expect them to be so quiet.
I
right?
know. It's like, okay, what are they doing? What are they cooking up?
And why is it that Robert De Niro, Katy Perry, and all of these people, they've said, we're going to leave the United States. What is it really? Because they're not just leaving because, oh, we just, Trump annoys us,
right,
so we're going
right.
to leave.
We're
there's
mad.
A, there's a lot at stake for them. Do you want to tell
no
us?
No doubt. No doubt. There's just no doubt there. They know that the crimes they've committed. They know that Cash Patel knows the crimes they've committed. They know that Flynn does. They know that, you know, President Trump knows all these things. And
but what crimes?
Well, crimes against children, crimes against humanity, crimes against our country, crimes against the election. I mean, this is treason, right? You know, crimes, any kind of crime that they felt that they had a get out of jail free card. And to be honest, the cabal always has. You think of the Monopoly game. They give you a get out of jail free card, and that's what these people had. And they thought that they could do anything. And so
if Harris had won, do you think the Diddy cases would be just, you know, swept under the carpet?
You know, it's that's very likely. That's just like it, you know, just like it always has been. Just like it always has been. So
of course,
you know,
yeah.
and you know, they'll just laugh at us that, you know, you can scream and complain all you want, but you're not going to get any justice, right? So I wanted to play another one about where Flynn is talking about that he's recommending Cash Patel be the CIA director. And again, don't forget that, you know, we already know that General Flynn knows all these things. He knows where the crimes they've committed. And as well as Devin Nunes. So he's asking both Cash Patel and Devin Nunes to come in because they're already up to speed. You can tell when you listen to Cash Patel, he knows this stuff. And he's saying he wants it to be transparent so that we can read all this stuff that should not be classified. It's classified unduly.
Right.
All right, so check it out.
Seems that people know. I think Cash Patel should go in as the director of the CIA. I think Devin Nunes should go in as director of National Intelligence, and between the two of them, they completely reform the entirety of the intelligence community. And, you know, I know Devin, he's going to say, well, I got to run Truth Social. Devin, somebody can get in there and manage Truth Social for 2 years. You come into the government for 2 years, you at that helm and Cash running the CIA, and trust me, that, you know, what I'll do is I'll come in there and I'll help them. You know, kind of in an advisory role, because it was going to require massive reform. We cannot continue to have 17 U.S. intelligence agencies all, you know, crisscrossing and frankly getting it all wrong. Those are two people that are confirmable, very qualified. And I think Cash probably ought to stay in that role for the entire time, but that's up to Trump.
Yeah. So what it means about confirmable is before the Congress, you know. But let me just be honest. You know, I don't trust hardly anybody in Congress. You know, so many of them are controlled by AIPAC, and are traitors. So it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch. See what kind of tricks they pull. So I wanted you to see that. And so here is. A very interesting thing. I want to play some more about Cash Patel, but my time is going to run out of me, I'm afraid. But I want you to see this. Do you remember when Mike Lindell came out of the White House holding those mysterious papers after he had the secret White House meeting with President Trump, okay? And talking about this moving to Cash Patel, CIA direct, as acting director. Okay, so very interesting because he never did get in that position. So here's a picture of Mike Lindell and the papers that he's holding, and that they get, of course, they snap a picture and they try to read it. So I'm going to show you what it says. It says, as much as they could read, steps to be taken immediately to save the Constitution. Now, now as acting national security, him with getting the evidence of all the blank, I guess CIA corruption maybe in the election, and all information regarding blank people he knows who already have security, maybe clearances, done a massive research on these issues, blank at Fort Meade. He's an attorney with cyber blank expertise and is up to speed on election issues. In other words, Cash Patel, he's the perfect one for this position. He knows all this information. He's got the security clearance. He's an attorney. I mean, highly intelligent. He's the perfect person for this. And it says the Insurrection Act, catch this, the Insurrection Act, now as a result of the assault, martial law, if necessary, upon the first hint of any, like, I guess, insurrection. So this is what Mike Lindell took this paper out of the White House. And so we've already heard that the potential of there being, you know, riots that are being established. Now, they may be wanting to have riots when President Trump, quote, lost, but they obviously weren't able to rig it this time. And so they took down all the fencing in Washington, D.C., so that those riots, you know, could not happen. But I wouldn't doubt that they're going to have some more, maybe if they say, okay, we're not going to certify President Trump, and so we need to put those fences right back up and ready for, bring out some fake Trump supporters and say that they're rioting in the streets because we won't certify President Trump, and so they're not, you know, following the rule of law, you know how they lie, and so then that could trigger this Insurrection Act.
And what does that mean, the Insurrection Act?
Well, so that they would come out and say, okay, we're having to send out the troops to stop the Trump supporters who are rioting in the streets, when really what they would try to do, we always know that they would love nothing more than to arrest all of us who have been, they think of us as insurrectionists because we're trying to fight this criminal deep state. But what President Trump has talked about on the board is that would be really, the trigger would be for the White Hats to go and arrest the true criminals. So that sounds like a precipice to me. So if you have to call out an Insurrection Act, call out the National Guard and have a martial law. So we will see what happens. But this is brought this back up because I had forgotten about that. And this because this paper that Mike Lindell was holding talked about Cash Patel and him being in this position and about martial law. So,
interesting.
President Trump said, and I've never heard him, I've listened to just about every speech, I've never heard him say he's worried about anything. And he did say he's kind of worried about the next 3 months. So I think I don't think he's worried because he's, you know, knows what's going to happen. But he's also, I think he's basically saying, he's trying to warn us that they're going to pull something. Okay.
But I don't think Trump is the type of person to show his weakness if he is weak.
Yeah.
He's always going to appear to be strong.
Yeah. Which he's coming out strong, no doubt about it, because he's won this landslide election, and no doubt he's very, very strong. But I think he was maybe just kind of giving us the heads up that they're going to pull something. All right. So I want you to see that about Cash Patel, which would be absolutely amazing. Okay, I'm not going to, my time's completely run out. I've got to get to another meeting. So I'm sorry there. I didn't have enough time today, but this is something outside of my control. But I'm so glad that we got a chance to talk about these things. So we'll see in the next 2 weeks, you know, what happens. But if it were up to, you know, my guess, I would think that this probably wouldn't happen until the new year.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing everything with us today.
Yes.
And we'll see each other in about 2 weeks.
Let's do this real super quick. Let's pray. We always pray. And no matter how big of a hurry we are in, we always have time to pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for guiding us into all this. Thank you so much that so many people are ready for the truth. Just help us to be able to reach them with the truth. Help us to share information that will really help them to connect the dots and to come out of the matrix of lies that they've been held under. And thank you that we see the media, the legacy media, falling all around us, and that we are the news now, that we are the people, and we are the power to the people to get the truth out all the time. So Lord, just guide us, and I just pray your protection over everyone who's listening. I pray you'd strengthen them and guide them and provide for them and protect them, and especially our wonderful President Trump and Elon and all those on the front lines. And we just look forward to this day when these people will be finally arrested, because we can't stop until that, and so that we have this beautiful days of wealth for everyone and peace for the entire world and health. We just cannot wait. And we just know that's your future for us. And so we're just waiting on your perfect timing. And we pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. And we'll speak again very soon. Okay. You take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Love you. All right. Bye, guys.
Love you too.